Hello, and thank you for joining us for a new inspirational moment with Seemalita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk about releasing the struggles. You know, we need to just see them for what they are. They are challenges, and they are things that we need help to get past. And so, if we look at the struggle for what it is, and look for the lesson within the struggle so that we understand what we need to learn, then the struggle should not repeat. An example would be learning patience. So maybe you're driving in a car and you seem to always get caught at the red light. Or maybe someone's walking past you and they are actually taking a long time to get across the street in the crosswalk. Perhaps you're standing in line and someone picked up something and they're standing in the maybe 8 or 9 items or less. Do you see my point? There's a pattern that appears when you open your eyes and look deeper at the struggle. When you realize that pattern and you pull yourself back, then you realize that there's a lesson to be learned. To me, those three things mean I need to learn patience, because it's not going to make a difference if, you know, I'm a few seconds behind because of a red light. Think about the blessing that light is for you, because if you don't and you run through that light, or you think, oh, I can get past it because it's just yellow right now, you could end up causing an accident or being hit by someone who's jumping that light. In the same vein, if you don't take the time and allow the person to get across the street, you know, or you jump the gun, someone else might think that there's nobody in that crosswalk. And wow, you went past, so then they're in the next lane and they go past, but they don't see the person who's walking. And they end up getting hit. Okay? Now, look at the third thing. You know, you're worried about the fact that this person has 15 items, and they're in an express lane that's for 9 items or less, or 10 items or less. I apologize, I haven't shopped in years, so I don't know what those are now. But say they have a few more items, and you're upset because you're thinking they should be in the next line over. You don't know what this person is going through. You don't know if they have something on their mind. You don't know if they just came back from a very traumatic event. You don't know if they've got a child at home sick. But you're impatient because you don't think they belong in your line. That's not your battle. That's not your struggle. But we have a tendency to make those our struggle. Those things don't matter when you look at the bigger picture of life. You've got a few seconds that, you know, that it takes for those things to complete themselves. Those are their struggles. Those are their choices, and those are their problems. But when you get angry or upset, impatient, you know, in some cases ticked off, then you've become a conduit for negative energy. You don't want to be a conduit for negative energy. You need to keep yourself in a peaceful state. So you release those struggles and realize those struggles aren't even yours. You decide that that's not your problem and you just breathe. You give the few more seconds or the few minutes that it takes. You take your turn at the light. You go through when it's totally green and you've made sure nobody else is coming through. You smile at the person who's taking a little longer to get across the street, and you thank God that they can make it across the street, because one day that could be you or one of your children or someone else that you love. And you want to keep positivity in their lives too. The person in line, that could be you at one day. So think about the struggles that you're bringing into your life and stop it. Release the struggles. Step back. Say a prayer. Give them to God. Now, those three examples were struggles that weren't your struggles. Say that you're actually dealing with something in your life. Maybe it's a continued situation with the child, or maybe it's a continued situation with the car or the house. You know, maybe each time you get a few dollars saved, something goes on and it takes the money you had in your account. Whatever it is, look at it as a bigger issue. Thank God that you have that house. Thank God that you have those children. And thank God that you have the money to pay for that car that needs to be fixed. See, if you change the way you're looking at the issue, then some of the struggles are no longer struggles, but they're blessings. Okay? Maybe you've got an injury or an illness, and that's something that you just fight with every day. If it's not going anywhere, release the battle. Release the battle. I'm speaking from experience. It's helpful to release the battle. View life for what it is, accept it for what it is, and plan your way through it. But I believe when we release that struggle, that God's hands can work better in our lives. So in my case, I release the struggle for pain. Pain is there. It's usually there 24 hours, 7 days a week. But the way I deal with the pain is what helps me get through the pain. Often I pray. Occasionally I have to medicate. But I'm always trying to see myself beyond the pain, past the pain, and through the pain. That's how I've released that struggle. I can't do anything about it. It's something I'm leaving in God's hand. So to you, I'm saying whatever you're holding on to and you're clinging to that is a problem in your life, release it. Pray about it. Give it to God. And find your way through, but don't let it block you. If you hold on to it, you can't get to the next point in your path. If you hold on to it, you're going to be embittered. You're going to be upset, and you're going to be stifled. And you don't want that. Deal with life for what it is. Release the battle. Let go. Let God handle it. And trust that his hands are always working for your betterment. You know, that's a hard lesson to let go, but it's one that I think will benefit you. I know it will benefit you. It will benefit the ones you love, the ones who are watching you, and the ones who are believing in you, because they often look at us as the way for how they can get past their own struggles. So you can be that guiding light without even knowing it. People are watching, learning, and trusting because they love you, they know you, and they look up to you. I hope that those words help bring you some peace and help you release whatever the battle is that you face. You're never alone. No matter how you feel, you are never alone. Wishing you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening. Until we speak again, goodbye.